Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start in Massachusetts. Apologizing for unacceptable behavior and how he interacted with college students, Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse says he will remain in the race for Congress. In a lengthy statement Sunday night, Morse also says he will cooperate with UMass Amherst, which is investigating the 31-year-old who has taught at college and acknowledged having sexual relationships with college students. The UMass student paper reported Friday that the college Democrats had cut off contact with Morse, whom they accused of matching with students on dating apps, messaging them, and having sexual contact with students. Morse said he has never had a non-consensual relationship or used his political position or job as a UMass lecturer, quote, for romantic or sexual gain or to take advantage of students. Of course, he's challenging Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, the first House district, in the September 1st primary. The two are set to debate August 17th. You just spoke with Morse before this news broke, and of course, you've been speaking with Richie Neal. Your thoughts on this revelation this morning?
Well, I have tremendous empathy for Mr. Morse. There have been reports about his family and difficulties growing up. And, you know, one doesn't want to throw stones at somebody when this devastating news happens in a campaign. Look, it's my belief Richie Neal was substantially ahead in this fight. This, of course, puts the kibosh on the Morse campaign. Morse is sticking it out. He's going to stay in to the end. I suspect that the Neal people thought he might resign and get out. I don't know that, but still, he wants the debate. He wants it all to go on. It must be very, very difficult for him at this time. And again, I think that anybody who doesn't show some empathy for the guy just doesn't understand what a hole he sort of dug that he's in. And now, he can't say, I feel badly for those people I may have hurt, and then say, well, everything was consensual. We know that this is inappropriate behavior, whether or not you're gay or straight, it doesn't much matter. And so we can only say to Mr. Morse, who I have interviewed, we feel that, you know, this is a very difficult time for you, and we want you to know that there are a lot of people who will not vote for you, but who feel some empathy.
From there to the remarkable directive from the president. President Trump's orders on coronavirus relief create confusion and uncertainty for the New York Times. Trump's directive sparks confusion for state officials and businesses from the Washington Post. An array of economists and lawmakers faulted the president's executive actions as unworkable or legally questionable. The president's directives were supposed to offer relief. Most may not.
Well, look, this is not only a problem for Trump, it's a huge problem for Trump, but it's also a problem for the Democrats, because Trump is now going to say, hey, look, I was going to offer relief, I was going to do it administratively. Yeah, one wonders if that's how Stalin and all the others began, which was to say, I don't need a Duma, I don't need a legislative branch, I'll do it all on my own, and you can rely on me for that. Once that gets started in the United States, and it has been obviously something that Trump has had his eye on for quite a while now, you know, the country could be in grave danger. We have three branches of government. They're supposed to be looking at each other, and they're supposed to be what prevents what has happened in so many dictatorships from happening. If it's allowed to go on, we do know what the eventual outcome might be. Now, in the meantime, David, I know that you've noticed, and I've noticed, what he's doing in other places. There's an election coming up. He wants every advantage he can. One of the things that he's doing is basically ruining the post office, making it impossible, putting his own, what's the good word, lackey in there as the head of the post office. And this guy is slowing things down. You slow things down, you're slowing down vote by mail. We all know it. You can't be ignorant of the fact that that's what's going on. Post office is one of the great institutions in this country, and the fact that people like Benjamin Franklin and others had to do with its development means that as we come to the crisis point where one person is trying to obviously bring it down, you have a terrible situation. So I'm just saying it's a bad time in the United States. We have an election coming up, and everybody's going to have to go and vote.
And even when we do, we saw it took 6 weeks for the Maloney race in New York. And the idea that, at least I read, that the ballots, many of them were disqualified by a judge. You know, could we see an election lost that way?
Absolutely. This is where Trump's positioning himself by appointing members of the judiciary in record numbers will, of course, be telling. There's some point at which something called the cult of the robe takes over. And what that is that a judge gets appointed by a political partisan, but at some point that he or she who becomes a judge recognizes how important it is to do what they're doing and do it right and act with integrity. We can only hope that'll happen here.
Meanwhile, we're seeing college sports leagues with students who would play in those leagues saying they're not going to play. We learn that nearly 100,000 children have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks of July. You've got school, both college and K-12, coming up, and we know that 5 million Americans are now infected with the virus.
5 million. Think about that. It rolls off the lips a little too easily for all of us. We have a president who said in the beginning, maybe 5 cases, maybe 15, it's going to pass us by. 5 million people. If you take one of those people, and that's the way to do it, put a face on that one person and now say 5 million. It is the height of irresponsibility that this president didn't prepare this country and do what he needed to do in order to put a halt on this. Other countries did. Other countries talked about this pandemic and the masks and everything else that needed to be done, and they were able to save a lot of people. Not in this country. He said maybe 5, maybe 15 people might get it when he was first talking about it. He said it was a Democratic hoax. It's just beyond my comprehension, the depth of how his misbehavior has led to this.